This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome three students from Mount Edgecombe High School. We have with us today Vance Gregory, a senior from Galena, Renee Romer, a junior from Kipnuk, and Nelson Canuck, a senior from Kipnuk. And these three students have recently returned from Anchorage, where they were participating in the Native Youth Olympics up in Anchorage. And welcome, everybody. Glad to have you here, Vance, Renee, and Nelson. And first of all, let me just turn to Renee, the lady of the bunch, and tell me, what is the Native Youth Olympics?
The Native Youth Olympics is a series of events. Back then, it tested how strong a person was, and they turned it into games.
Sure. So, Renee, does the Native Youth Olympics happen every year?
Yeah.
And who gets to participate? Is it youth or any age group?
Youth, high school students, and junior high students.
Great. And Renee, when you were up at the Native Youth Olympics in Anchorage, what events did you participate in?
I did the seal hop.
Is that the only event?
Yeah.
All right. And how'd you do in the seal hop?
I placed sixth.
Placed sixth. And how many contestants were there?
About 30.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's. I've seen the seal hop before, and that looks extremely painful for me to do. So why don't you describe to us how you do the seal hop?
For the girls, you go into like a push-up position, mm-hmm. and you hop, keeping your whole body straight.
Did you go a certain distance? Is that what you try to do before you kind of break down? Is that the whole goal of the seal hop?
Yeah, you try to go as far as you can.
Do you remember what distance you went, Renee?
105.
Wow. Okay, Nelson, how about you? What event were you participating in?
I was in the seal hop as well.
Okay. And is the seal hop for the men different than the women? Are you perform it a little different way?
Yes, the seal hop for the men is a lot different from the girls. It's you're much lower in a, I guess, halfway push-up position, yeah. And you got to maintain that the position that you have, and you have to have your because with the girls you have your hands out flat, right. And with the guys your knuckles are curled. And you, of course, you hop forward by moving your feet and your hands together. And
right. I've seen that performed before, and I've seen it on TV, too. And it looks excruciating to me to be able to conduct that. Is that a little painful, Nelson?
It is. Your legs end up burning after that. And, and you also get, your knuckles also get pretty, they can get scraped pretty bad sometimes, too.
So how'd you do in the event?
Well, brought the gold home, took first place.
Yay! So. how far did you go, too?
I went about 134 feet is what it was.
Wow, congratulations. Well, Renee, you kept up, though, over 100 feet. That's a good feat. You know, do you remember how far the gold medalist went in the event?
155.
Yeah, great. Now, what I'm interested in, my understanding of these events is that a lot of times when you do them, you're trying to approximate some traditional activity that was done in the villages for maybe food harvesting or something like that. Was that true for the seal hop? Was it a traditional activity?
Yes, it was. The seal hop back in the past, it was supposed to be used as a way to sneak up on a seal.
Sure.
And because you'd have, let's say you'd have your spear in the strapped to your back, and then you'd have to get as low as you can to the ice so that the seal doesn't take you as a predator. And so you'd use the seal hop to hop close enough to be able to catch the seal.
Right. Now, have you ever actually hunted a seal in this fashion before?
No.
Right. No. We do it a little different today, don't we?
A lot different.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, Vance, let's talk about what event you were participating in or events.
The events that I participated in were the one-hand reach and the two-foot high kick.
Ooh, isn't that two-foot high kick is like the glory event, isn't it?
Yeah. Not quite. It's more the one-foot high kick.
Oh, the one-foot high kick is. So how'd you do in the two-foot high kick?
The two-foot high kick, I was just 2 inches away from placing. I kicked the height, but I did not land it.
Wow. Well, you describe that because, you know, I've watched that many times, both the two-foot and the one-foot. And you know, it's one thing getting up there and kicking this ball or something that's up there. But, you know, half of the skill is landing and making sure you don't fall down. So describe what you have to do.
So, like, when you do the two-foot high kick, you jump off 2 feet, kick the ball with 2 feet, or if you butterfly your feet, which you have to at least hit the ball with one of your feet.
Right.
And then when you come down, you have to swing your arms and your legs back down to catch your feet on the ground in a balanced position. And you could hop as many times as you want to catch your balance when you land. And you just have, once you stop, you have to show balance and control.
Right. Well, what traditional activity does this approximate from the past?
The 2 foot high kick was a sign of a successful hunt.
Oh, that's great. So you didn't quite place, but you got in which place? And how high did you go, Vance?
88 inches.
Wow. Well, congratulations. I'm also interested in to know, I know you're a basketball player, and a skill like the 2 foot kick is a skill that you need to practice. When do you find time to practice something like that?
Find practice like a couple days throughout the week. So, because we practice after school, once basketball is over, I just go straight into NYO, no break for me, and just start practice for NYO and just daily routine, just like how it was with basketball.
Wow. Hey, Renee, is there a class for NYO, or is it an extracurricular activity? Explain that to me.
I've heard about NYO being a class in Anchorage, but here it's an extracurricular activity.
Okay. And how often do you go to NYO practices on a weekly basis?
Every day after school.
Right. And is it all year long?
Just the second semester.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then so I suppose you really start gearing up when the NYO up in Anchorage is ready to come. Your practices pick up, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. What other activities do you have, Renee, that you do other than NYO?
Cross country.
Okay. So you're a busy gal then.
Not really.
Okay, not too much. Keeping your grades up, though?
Yeah.
Good for you. How about you, Nelson, what other activities do you do in school other than NYO?
Well, it's a little busy, of course, especially when we're coming towards the end of the year for graduation. I also participate in the Alaska Law Enforcement Cadet Corps, and that's usually every Tuesdays and one Saturday a month, and with the Sick Youth Leadership Committee, and that's usually on Wednesdays. And there's student councils on Thursday after school. And I believe that's it.
Able to keep your grades up during the course of your high school education here? Huh?
It's a tough battle, but it's manageable.
Good. How about you, Vance, keeping your grades up over the year?
Yeah, I'm keeping my grades up throughout the year.
Right. I'm also interested in Renee, you know, how did you learn how to do the seal hop? Is this something that was passed on by family or community, or was it at school? Describe that to me, how you learned it.
It started in seventh grade. At school, they did NYO, and it sounded interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's not hard to learn. You just watch, and you could get the... You could see how they do it.
Sure. So Vance and Nelson are seniors, so they're done with this. Are you going to do the NYO next year, too?
Yeah.
Congratulations. So how about you... Vance, when this is all over with, you're done. You can't do it anymore after this year?
Well, I can't do it in high school at the state NYO anymore, but yeah. I can go to the WIO, the World Eskimo Indian Olympics.
Are you intend to do this in the future?
If I get time off from my job, yeah.
Right. Right. And and Nelson, tell me about you. Will you be performing in the future too?
Not with the state high school. No, oh, but yeah. Doug Forrest with the WEO.
With the WEO, you will be performing. Okay. So, how about were there any other students that placed at the NYO?
We had a fair amount of other students that placed.
Okay. Any other golds that came in?
No. No. Okay. We had a couple of second. We had a second place finisher and third place, fourth place, fifth place.
Right. Well, it's been great to hear about this. For like I say, I've seen this live and performances around the town before and on TV, and we'll look for those performances if they show them on TV here in town here. And I really appreciate you all coming in and telling us about your performances. And congratulations to the three of you, and good luck in the future. At this point, I'd like to thank Vance Gregory, Renee Romer, and Nelson Canuck for coming here this morning. And this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. So until the next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.